We present now Mr. Robert Montgomery, distinguished American producer and actor, in a special transcribed Memorial Day message. Mr. Montgomery.
I've just received a copy of the President's Memorial Day proclamation from the White House, and I would like to read it to you. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas the bodies of our war dead lie buried in hallowed plots throughout the land, and it has long been our custom to decorate their graves on Memorial Day in token of our respect for them as beloved friends and kinsmen, and of our aspiration that war may be removed forever, and whereas it is fitting that, while remembering the sacrifices of our countrymen, we join in united prayers to Almighty God for peace on earth, and whereas the Congress, in a joint resolution approved May 11, 1950, provided that Memorial Day should thenceforth be set aside nationally as a day of prayer for permanent peace, and requested that the President issue a proclamation calling upon the people of the United States to observe each Memorial Day in that manner. Now therefore I, Dwight D. Eisenhower, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim Memorial Day, Saturday, May 30th, 1953, as a day of prayer for permanent peace, and I designate the hour beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning of that day, Eastern Daylight Saving Time, as a period in which all the people of the nation, each according to his religious faith, may unite in solemn prayer. Let us make that day one of twofold dedication. Let us reverently honor those who have fallen in war, and rededicate ourselves through prayer to the cause of peace, to the end that the day may come when we shall never have another war, never another unknown soldier. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States of America to be affixed. Signed, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Thank you, Mr. Montgomery. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.